Now joined by head coach Drew Smith up at North Mercer, the Lady Cardinals played well for a good majority of the game. The way I understand it, just lost a late lead, and North Harrison, who's having a really good season, the HDC, got Mercer on Saturday. Disappointing loss, to be sure, Coach Smith. I guess the best thing about that one is the girls don't have to sulk on that one too long. You play tonight.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I thought we outplayed North Harrison for the first half and halfway through the third quarter, and then they came on a strong run, and we just kind of freaked out a little bit and just kind of quit doing what we've been doing all game previously. And they made a nice run, and give credit to them. They made some adjustments, and we didn't adjust well enough, and they beat us. So, but you're exactly right. We got to move on quickly. To tonight, we got Winston.
You had so much flu going through the school district last week, Coach. Did that affect the girls in the second half with their fatigue and things like that?
No, I don't think so. I just think we played really hard in the first half, and then we kind of let up a little bit when we start getting our lead, and we can't do that against good teams. I think that was what it came down to.
Well, and then we talked about the fact, too, that you're playing better, but you're still a young basketball team, and it was kind of a different situation to have a lead against a team that you're trying to knock off that's above you, and then they make a run, and it's hard sometimes to figure out how do we get the momentum turned back our way.
Absolutely. And that's just something that we've got to learn as a young team, of like you were saying. And once we have the lead, and we have to know that the other team is going to make a run, and we just got to outlast the run and limit those runs to where they're not 9, 10, 12-0 runs and stuff like that, and limit them and make runs of our own once they make their run. So, and that's just something we've got to learn.
Well, and you kind of lean on the positives too, because North Harrison, a very good basketball team, and to be in position to get a victory, it would have been great for you guys if you would have finished it off and got the victory. It didn't happen, but to get into position of the victory, that two and a half quarters sounds like some of the best ball you played all year.
Oh, absolutely. I think that was the best basketball we had played all year. We were hitting our shots early the first half, and we hit some. We got some good ball movement, and we were attacking the rim. But no, on the defensive end, we were doing a great job of denying. I think it's Peyton Craig, number 23, their ball player. We did a good job of denying and knowing where she was, and number 12, the 3-point shooter. And then in the second half, they made some adjustments, and we tried making adjustments of our own. We just didn't execute it well enough.
So I don't have the bracket in front of me, but I know you're in the 4-5 matchup, which you're in the 4-5 game, and that's a 4-5 for a reason. You figure that's going to be the best matchup coming into the quarterfinals. Who do you play tonight, Coach?
Now we play Winston tonight.
So what do you know about Winston? What are the challenges with them?
Winston, I think, is a team that's very similar to us. They're young, and they're trying to get everything figured out as well. They've got a quick little guard. I don't know her name, but her number is 4. She kind of handles everything on offense for them. She's kind of the motor and their energizer bunny. She gets turnovers on defense that turns into easy points on offense, and she can hit the three a little bit. So we got to look to shut her down and play good, solid defense and keep the ball moving and attacking the rim still to beat this team. But no, they're very similar to us. They've gotten a lot better as the year has gone on, as they keep on getting experience. So I think it'll be a good game.
You kind of get a feel on the girls when they have a tough loss. Sometimes you have a loss and you just don't play that well, and you're disappointed by it because you didn't play well, rather than the Saturday game where you played well and had a chance to knock off the top team right now in the conference, and it didn't happen. That had to be a little bit more of a painful loss for the girls, where you kind of see how they're going to react coming off tonight, right?
Oh, absolutely. We kind of had a little bit of a walkthrough practice yesterday, just get ready for Winston, and the girls were upbeat and didn't seem like they were dwelling on the loss too much. But and they realized that they blew an opportunity to kind of send a message going into the conference tournament that, hey, we can number 4 seed, we can go beat whoever. So I think they responded well in practice yesterday, and hopefully we can learn from our mistakes and just apply it and just keep on getting better.
On a whole, Coach, and I know we got to let you go because you're coming up on class here in a little bit, but when you are in position to knock off the number 1 seed in the tournament this week, and you played tough with Grundy, who's the number 2 seed, you go to this tournament this week, you got to get a win tonight, obviously, but you know that you can play with anybody that you'll see this week.
Absolutely. I personally feel confident with this group of girls in every game that we've played this year. Now, the confidence is different in every single game, obviously, when we play Hamilton Penny and Green City and a couple of schools like that. But I'd feel confident that our girls are going to compete and be in most of the ball games, and they've done that for the most part this year. So I've got confidence in my girls to go play with anyone in this conference, and that's not an arrogant or not no disrespect to any other team. That's just knowing my girls and knowing what they can and cannot do, and just having confidence in them. So I like where we are. We, of course, we got to get our win tonight first, where it all starts with playing Winston, and there we cannot sleep on them because they are a good team that has the capability of beating us, and so we have got to pay attention to them. But no, like you said, I do like our chances against any team, and that's no disrespect to them. I just like our team.
I understand completely what you're saying. Districts 2 weeks from today, Coach. Are you getting your district seed this week?
We had our district meeting on Saturday last week, and so we got all that taken care of.
And what sort of seed are the Lady Cardinals looking at?
We got the fourth seed.
Uh-huh. So it'll be very much like the HTC tournament then, exactly the same seed.
Absolutely.
What time do you play tonight, Coach?
We play at 7:15 tonight.
So that'll be the third game up at Eagleville. Mercer Lady Cardinals, Winston Lady Redbirds. Coach Drew Smith, congrats on the, success. But, Saturday was a tough one. But, after a long week of sickness and in Mercer, it's nice to have a healthy team again going into this week, I'm sure.
Absolutely. We're just looking forward to keeping everyone healthy and just keep on getting better week by week.
Coach, we'll let you get back to class. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, thanks, Tom.